store at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Now, I do, at the end of the service, we are going to make some prophetic declarations in Christ. I'm going to lead you in them, and we're going to make the declaration that is going to kind of get into our spirit man, shake the devil in his boots, and change our life. Amen. How many of you would like to make some declarations that are life-changing? Yes. But they're true declarations. Yes. We're going to do that at the end of the service. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pick up from where we left off last week. I'm going to kind of move because we've been on this for 3 weeks now. And I want you just to catch up with us, and we're going to get going. Amen. And what we've called this, if you all recall, was the vehicle that drives your faith to the finish line. The vehicle that drives your faith to the finish line. How many of you want to cross the line, the finish line? How many of you want to believe for something and never see it? Nobody, right? How many of you want to believe God for something and see it? Amen. So we're going to cross that finish line with arms raised. Amen. And yes, how you do it. We've been talking about how you do it.
In Philippians
3:14, he says, I am sprinting toward the only goal that counts, to cross the line. When you look at them playing a game of rugby or football, they just want to get across that line. If they don't get across that line, you lose. Amen. And we want to cross that line. Amen. And then he says, to win the prize and to hear God's call to resurrection life found exclusively. Don't you like that? Exclusively, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I'm exclusively the person that brings life to you. Exclusively in Jesus, the anointed one. Amen? So Jesus is the one that's going to get us across the finish line. Amen? It's in Christ that we are victorious. And we're going to see that. Now, last week we saw when God sees you in Christ, He sees you as identical twins. Christ in us, us in Him. Amen. The two become one in the spirit, the Bible says in Corinthians. The x-ray vision inside of you. If God, when God looks at, when you look at a photograph, you see the picture, yeah, but if you could see the x-ray of that photograph, it would be a whole different picture. Is that not true? So you may look at yourself and other people, but God sees through that and He gets the x-ray vision. And what He sees inside there is you have the same DNA of blessings and victory, etc., etc., etc. That's in Christ Jesus. Amen. The x-ray vision of you, same DNA as Christ. The blood came, cleansed, washed, changed. Aren't you glad He changed you? Amen. So we no longer come to God by what we have done or who we are. We come to God because of what Jesus has done and what who Jesus is. We come to Him in Christ. Amen. So when God looks at you, He looks at you in Christ. Outside of Christ, we don't look good. You don't want to see the x-ray vision of that. It's going to be darkness. Remember, He translated us from the kingdom and the power of darkness. Translated us. He took us out from the kingdom, going to hell, and all the sin that was contaminating our lives. He took us out of that kingdom and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. We've been in Christed. Tell your neighbor, say, if you're born again, you're in Christ. Now, if you're not born again, you're not in Christ. But you're going to get an opportunity to be born again at the end of the service. Now, I want you to write this down on the back of your bulletins, this place to write. I want you to write this down because it's very important. What the devil wants you to do, here's what he wants you to do. Make a note of this. What he wants you to do is to get you to focus on your condition. He wants you to focus on your condition instead of on your position in Christ Jesus. He wants you to look at yourself. In other words, the conditions you might be facing right now could be financial problems, could be marital problems, could be health problems, it could be addiction problems. I mean, it could be low self-esteem problems. It could be a host of things. There's many, many things. Loneliness, separation, fear. And the devil wants you to focus on the condition. On your condition in the natural realm, God wants you to focus on your position in the spiritual realm. Because your position is way better than your condition. I'm telling you. And that condition God sees is the x-ray vision. Too many of us, we walk around seeing things in the natural only. God says, don't look at the things in the natural realm. He says, but look at the things in the spiritual realm. Because the things in the natural realm are subject to change. Well, let me tell you something. The things in the spiritual realm were subject to change as well. God changes everything because we were on a fiery path and God changed us. He took us out of that dark state and put us into the state of His Son. So He wants you to focus more on your position and, in fact, only on your position. And when you say, I'm sick, you're focusing on the condition. When you say, by the stripes on His back, I'm healed, you're focusing in your position. Amen. And so He gets you into all these areas. And this is a terrible time of the year for some people because they lose loved ones. People have had disasters and things happen in their lives. And it brings up loneliness, feelings and feelings like the devil. He wants you to stay in that condition. And God is saying, no, look at your position in Christ. You're seated together with Christ in the heavenly places. You're above the condition. What you see in me is not who I am. What you see me doing in my natural self is not who I am. I'm looking at my outer appearance, the condition in the world, and I'm not looking at the position in Christ. In Christ, I'm a victorious person. In myself and in the world, I'm losing. Amen. And so your condition does not determine who you are. So you might be addicted. Does that make you addicted person? Is that who you are? No, that's not who I am. That's a condition which I will change by acknowledging my position. When I start talking my position over the condition, things begin to change and shift. Amen. The facts are the condition. The truth is the position. I may be broke in my wallet, yeah, but in my position, He supplies everything I'm ever going to need. So am I broke or am I not? Which am I going to choose? Am I going for the condition or am I going for my position? Remember, we're seated together with Christ in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. And don't forget this, in Ephesians 1:3, He says, God has already blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Where? In your position, in the heavenly places. So in my position in Christ, I've got all the blessings I need. The problem is I'm focusing on the condition here. Amen. And that's why a lot of people can't receive Jesus Christ because they can't see their position changing. They got blinders on. They got these things. They can't see past that. They're looking in the natural realm only. Amen. So your condition does not determine who you are. And you saw the picture just now. We're going to see it again. A rough diamond, an unpolished diamond, an uncut diamond. I was a buyer at De Beers Industrial Diamonds in South Africa, Anglo-American. And I saw diamonds that, if you found a diamond in the street, you would kick it. It looks like broken, dirty glass. Some of them have got different colors, but you wouldn't know it's a diamond. It looks terrible. But I want you to know this. A diamond is still a diamond if it's a tent in South Africa or Africa, or if it's in America. A diamond is still a diamond, no matter where you are. Can you say amen? Look at that. You see, some of us, that's where we see ourselves. God doesn't see you there anymore. He sees you there, clean, cut, and polished. The Bible says He's coming back for a glorious church. Well, how are we going to be glorious? Because we still sin. He cleansed us and made us perfect. You don't get more perfect than Jesus. Amen. And so which are you? You keep looking on that side. Stop looking on that side. That's your condition. Drugs and alcohol and cussing and sicknesses and no money. You're looking there, but you're still a diamond. People are in Christ and they're living sick. People are in Christ and they're living broke. People are in Christ and they've got no joy in their life. Not supposed to be that way. Amen? You want to say amen? You want to say amen again? Why don't we just say amen?
Amen.
There you go. We need to focus on our position and stop focusing on the condition. Yes. What the doctor said, what the bank said, what the psychiatrist said, what the lawyer said. Forget it. They're not bigger than God. Are you kidding me? The lawyer is smarter than God. That's why you ended up losing so much. The doctor's not smarter than God. That's why you're still on the medication. Ooh, don't go there, Pastor. Well, God gave us doctors to produce and scientists to make medication and help us. So it's a good thing. But you know what? You can live free of anything. Because God's bigger than sickness. In fact, one of his compound names is Jehovah Wati. Jehovah Rapha. Should know that. Jehovah Rapha means the Lord my healer. He knows more than the doctor. He knows more than the scientist. He knows more. I was shocked when I found out he knew more than me. That changed my life. He knew more than Einstein and all the Steins put together. Right? He knew more than the Wright brothers. Come on. He was flying long before the Wright brothers came up with flight.
Come on.
Okay. And so remember, we established the fact that as God is in the world, so we will look at that very quickly. And it says over here in 1 John 4:17, that's not changing on this. In 1 John 4:17, it says, yeah, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, as who is, as Jesus is, as he is, so are we in this world. Is Jesus a bad diamond? Is he in the rough? Is he got bad conditions? No. And as he is in this world, so am I. Make it personal. Say, so am I. There's scripture for you. The Message translation says it like this. The Message says, our standing in the world is identical with Christ's. When Jesus made a change, he made a complete change. He made me righteous. Amen. That's why the devil don't like you, because you sound like Jesus. You look like Jesus. You're as pure as Jesus. You're a twin with Jesus. You're a joint heir together with Jesus. He hates you. He don't like you. Amen. One stage, the devil used to love me and you. You know the BC days? Not the band AC/DC. I'm talking BC, before Christ. Right? Before Christ, the devil loved you. He left you to your own, right? You're doing good enough without me taking you further. Just keep doing what you're doing. And then you got saved. And when you got saved, you made a 180. Some of you made a 360. Go back.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant, your place for beef and pork roast,
chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with